Joining me in the KRVS studios is UL Professor Dr. King Ding, who just recently won the Distinguished Professor Award, our highest award that is given to our professors here at the university. He was honored along with three other people. Two were given the Excellence in Teaching Award, and Dr. Ding won the Distinguished Professor Award. You are in mathematics.
Yes.
And as we were talking earlier before we went on the air about math and how some people do find it a bit mysterious and as if it were a foreign language to many people. So let's start off talking about how you got interested in math, what your background is, and when you first realized that really mathematics was a deep interest of yours. Long history.
Right, I mean, it's a long history. I mean, actually, my story is a little bit different from others. I mean, many people ask me, why I was interested in math and decided to study math. The thing was back to 1960 when the cultural revolution, began. At that time, I was just the first year in the middle school. Then, after the revolution, we had no school at all. So we couldn't do anything but just stay home. And I stayed at home, for 5 years. For nothing. And then I found a job as an electrician in a small factory. And I worked there for 5 more years until the end of the revolution. So at that time, the only set of math books for middle school and high school, that's what I can find. So I just, studied something. Since I had nothing to do, so I studied something on my own. And when it came to the national college entrance exam, I just, attended the exam. And I scored the highest on math.
Just studying on your own with
right.
those books you had found.
So, since there was no school and I couldn't find any people to teach me math. So, at that time, actually, as an electrician, I was interested in something like TV or radio, so I wanted to study EE or computer science. Mm-hmm. However, since my math score, was the highest among the subjects, I was picked to study math. So that's why,
if only you'd
why,
found
the people, I just said, it's not me, who chose the math. Actually, mm-hmm. math chose me.
Math chose you. If only you'd found electrical engineering books instead.
That's right. But, when I began my study, with math, I was amazed by math. Mm-hmm. Since, knew more and more in math, I just found, math is so beautiful.
Mm. Now, where did you, when you were picked to study math, where did you go? Where was the first university
actually,
that you went to?
Actually, at that time, when the revolution was ended, the higher education, was in a deadly need in teachers. So I was sent to some major teacher
math education
math program. Not math education math teacher for higher education.
Mm-hmm. So being trained to be a professor.
Right. Yes. I mean, being trained as a, you know, instructor, I mean, mm-hmm. for the college.
Mm-hmm. But you did, even though it picked you, as you said, it was lovely and you liked math a lot.
Right. Yes. Because, you know, I mean, actually, before I began my study, I mean, in math, I thought math somehow was, like most people thought, is so abstract. It may not have some application in the real world. But when I began my study with math, I just found, I mean, math is so useful. And, you know, actually, that's what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found, I mean, say, like, I mean, one research area of my doing is in math biology. So I just use differential equations to model some biological process
mm-hmm.
in the real world. For example, I mean, we not long ago, my collaborator and I finished a research project funded by the National Science Foundation, which was about the green tree frog population. We just collected the real data from the ponds, and then we analyzed the data, and then we developed a model, and we studied the model, and then we studied the behavior of the solution of the model so that we can predict something about the green tree frog.
I've read more and more about that. I've been articles in the Smithsonian and other science magazines about how biomath is becoming more and more important to understand the natural world. You know, I guess we've gotten used to knowing that physics is based upon that, and when we know that physicists use math and have famously said, well, maybe they haven't discovered it, but the math is there and it will happen, that math is sort of at the basis of everything and even to the point of biological happenings. Nature can be modeled upon math.
Right.
Hmm. And that's a large study here at the university. We have two very large programs, both in math and in biology, lots of PhD students in both of those programs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So lots of great students to help you out with that. I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest is UL Professor Dr. King Ding, who recently won the UL Distinguished Professor Award this year. He is in the mathematics program at the university and has been here since 1990. So what kinds of math classes do you teach here at the university?
Usually, as a research faculty member, we teach one undergraduate math course and a graduate math course. And for me, actually, I just feel, you know, I mean, I really love to teach math because I want to share the good news with students. I want people to know, I mean, math is so good. There's no reason you should not dislike it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So every time when I walk into the classroom, I just feel myself energized.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
And we're not talking about simple math, the classes uh-huh. that you teach. This is not arithmetic or even simple algebra. You're teaching rather complex math. Classes.
Actually, you know, I mean, the first year when I came here in the summer, mm-hmm. I taught even the high school algebra course. And I just feel, you know, I mean, no matter if the material in math is deep or light,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just want to let people know. If you really, I mean, you know, have no perception about math and you spend a lot of time on math, then you should not be disappointed. about the result.
Mm-hmm, that it actually, is possible to learn it.
Right, that's why, I mean, many students, after they have taken my math courses, they said, now, you know, I mean, I really like math. That's mm-hmm. actually is the best wish I want, I mean, from the students.
Mm-hmm. And how do you do that in your classes? I mean, obviously, enthusiasm and energy, but there are different ways to approach teaching a subject. How do you try to clarify math and make it, let them enter into the joy of math? Well, what is your approach to teaching?
Actually, I just feel, you know, I mean, no matter the material is so familiar with me, I mean, mm-hmm. for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time when I begin to prepare a course, I spend a lot of time to prepare my lecture notes.
Mm-hmm.
I just went over every, even single, I mean, simple point. Because most time I just pretend I'm a student. I'm blank about nothing. So I want to start the material from scratch. That's why I usually, when I prepare my notes, I just pick some different examples,
mm-hmm.
different from the book. Because I feel, you know, if the students have the book, if I repeat the same thing from the book, they may be bored. So that's one way I try to attract their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And also in class, I just went over each tiny step to show them, I mean, math can be learned in a very large and clear way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, if you know why we have the step one, then you are able to go on to step two and so forth.
So very thorough and precise yet creative.
Right.
At the same time, yes. Again, my guest is Professor King Ding here at UL Lafayette. He's a professor in mathematics, just winning the Distinguished Professor Award here at the university. Well, I think people have been listening since the beginning may be curious, how did you get to the United States? You were chosen to study math, and you studied it at a college to be prepared to be an instructor of math. Where did you do your final graduate work, and how did you end up at UL?
Actually, when I finished my BS, Bachelor of Science in Math, in the University of, actually the Wuhan University of Technology, I decided to, since I found, I mean, math it was so interesting, so I want to go on to pursue my master's degree. And I did, I mean, succeed. Usually, the competition for the candidate of master's degree students is so keen. So it's not so easy, I mean, to get into a program like that. But finally, I was fortunate to get into the program. So I became interested in partial differential equations, and I had a very good advisor in the program, so he taught me, I mean, a lot. And finally, after my finishing with the program, I decided to, you know, go abroad to continue my study, and so that's how to come to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Iowa State University. I mean, since a famous professor, I mean, over there was doing research in the same field. So that's why I chose Iowa State.
And that's the partial differential equations.
Right, the partial differential equations. And so after about 4.5 years there, I finished my program. And later on, I just, in 90, I began to look for some jobs. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I was lucky to be offered a job here. And actually, you know, after my interview with the math department here, I still had several other interviews. But I just felt, you know, it was so nice here. People are nice and everything is good. So I decided to come here. And it turns out
on the strength of that one interview,
the right decision.
You made the right decision. So you've enjoyed living in this community,
right.
And you've enjoyed the university.
That's right.
I mean, it has had a reputation for a great mathematics program for a long time. And
right.
You were just mentioning that you all have approximately 35 PhD students here.
That's
at the
right.
University.
And
in
actually,
mathematics.
You know, our graduate program is very successful since, you know, I was in charge of the graduate study, I mean, as a graduate coordinator mm-hmm. for 5 years. So I knew, I mean, currently, probably every year we can graduate 5 PhD students. That's a pretty high rate.
That's impressive, yes.
Not just in the regional, mm-hmm. but also, you know, in national.
Mm-hmm. And that means you're not only getting good students, but you have very impressive professors who are working with them and giving them rigorous instruction and helping them through their PhD studies and the dissertation.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, since we have about 20 research faculty members, and each one is working so hard, mm-hmm. so we have a very high publication rate. And we also, you know, we like to do our best to help students mm-hmm. in every way
right.
we could.
And they're inspired when they have professors like yourself and the others who are publishing as much as you are. And we were mentioning that earlier, too. I think many people outside of the university don't realize that professors, in essence, have two jobs, that you're working as a teacher and you're working as a professional mathematician. You're publishing, you're doing your research, you're spending the hours, after hours, weekends, vacations, working on your own research.
Right. I mean, actually, that's true. I mean, I would say, I mean, my own research was done most time after the school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, at night when I watch TV, I'm still, I mean, thinking
the
about
the equations
math,
are going
right.
in your head.
And sometimes even in bed,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, still, I mean, calculate something. And then, you know, I woke up, I mean, then I wrote down something I just found, I mean, when I was in bed.
Right. You're always working on that.
So, but I, mm-hmm. I really, I mean, enjoy that kind of style.
Mm-hmm,
since
mm-hmm.
I just feel, I mean, you know, math, I mean, somehow, I mean, is the way to do math, I mean, somehow is a little bit different from other subjects. Say for engineering or some other science, people may need, I mean, some equipment or maybe, you know, say like computer at least. But for us, I mean, sometimes we just need a pencil.
That's right. And your thoughts.
Right.
And you say that all with a smile. Again, my guest, Dr. King Ding, winning the Distinguished Professor Award. They award two Distinguished Professors and also the Excellence in Teaching Awards. There are two that are given every year. Coming from the Mathematics Department here at UL, you've been here since 1990. Mm-hmm. You have worked with many, many PhD students and helped them finish their dissertations and become professors, working mathematicians as well. Now, another thing people may be curious about, most people listening know what algebra and geometry and calculus are, but when you mention partial differential equations, even differential equations, how would you describe that to a layperson? What kind of math is that? How is it different from these other maths?
You know, I mean, partial differential equation is more complicated than the differential equation, well, maybe the full name is ordinary differential equations. But both are based upon calculus. We just make use of the knowledge from calculus or maybe linear algebra to study more complicated problems.
I'm sure you have people out there gasping, going, more complicated than calculus?
Well, actually, you know, I mean, that's my point. I mean, if you can study, I mean, begin to try to study, I mean, one by one in a right, solid way, then you don't think, I mean, math is very difficult to learn. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I mean, people just, one day, I mean, came to the classroom, I mean, they just had some thought, they had some worry that they may be flunk. Actually, I would say, you know, if you really, I mean, know why we have such, say, definition, formula, and you fully understand them, then you don't find, I mean, math is so difficult to study.
I can imagine a lot of parents out there going, come listen to him talk about math. You see, it's not so hard. Well, if people would like to find out more about the mathematics program and some of your research, I'm sure there is a website for the Department of Mathematics here at the university, and people can go check it out. Again, my guest, Professor King Ding, full professor here at the university, both a research professor and in the classroom as well, just recently receiving the Distinguished Professor Award here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Thank you so much for taking time out of your calculations, your equations, to come by and talk to us and let us know a bit about your research, both just with these calculations and also in collaboration with biologists and doing so much in biomath here at the university.
Right. Thank you. But, I mean, actually, I mean, just, I mean, before we close the conversation, I just want to mention, I feel as a teacher, we not only strive our best to provide educational services for each student, but also go beyond that capacity to be a role model and a mentor. That's what I always try to be.
Well, I think people can sense that from what you've said and understand why it was that the university chose to honor you for your work and your wonderful spirit about mathematics that you impart to the students. Thank you so much, Dr. King Ding from UL Lafayette.
You're welcome. My pleasure.